and KOMPHD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'm going to assume a missionary position, and I'll probably be holding it for a very long time.
Is easy.
That person is probably suffering from a severe case of swamp ass.
Greg. So are you a man?
I'm not a man.
You's a bitch!
It's BS in the morning.
Hey!
Hey guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Collectively. Oh, that's the wrong thing. There we go.
Thank you.
That's the thing.
I always thought you were saying good morning to the fifth man when you said that.
I am.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no. This morning I was saying good morning to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Monday and the whole thing. Good morning to you, fifth man. Hopefully you had a great weekend, and I can tell you something. Feels like Monday today. Oof, I got...
Oh, dude.
Very little sleep.
Me too.
And it was... An early, early alarm clock this morning. Wow, there's so many things to talk about.
Ugh.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Before we get to any of that stuff,
let's find... This week? Ugh.
Yeah, I know. That, dude, I'm...
Strap in. No pun intended.
Can't wait to hear. Your tweakhead's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I'm already going to. Yeah, I already have it.
Okay.
I have like two tweekends, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. And then Izzy had a big weekend and the whole thing, so I can't wait to get to it. So before we get to any of that.
I don't mean long. I mean, like, I have in my head not to... I'm avoiding one tweekend completely.
You have to avoid begging for a pegging.
Yes.
Yes, because we have to get that audio all dialed in. But it's still a big weekend for you, both of you guys. So I can't wait for this weekend. When Greg is this excited.
I know, right?
I am excited.
All right, let's get to the feed here. Find out what's happening in the world.
The feed with Izzy.
NASA is warning that catastrophic meteors are heading to Earth. They're testing different ways to defend us. By using lasers or ramming spacecraft into them.
I actually have evidence that meteors are headed towards Earth.
Really?
In the audio that I got this.
Really? Oh, God.
I don't even know how that... Okay.
I'm just saying, like, we're ready for a meteor,
baby. Damn it. Oh, I see.
You're going to launch Steven into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, back to... People don't realize that meteors fly by Earth, like, quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not like right in our neighborhood, but pretty damn close.
Right, but we have people looking at that, right? Like, don't they monitor that?
But I don't think we have a system in place right now to actually avoid, like, because in real life, you know, like Armageddon, where they're going to shoot a rocket at it or however they were supposed to deflect the meteor.
Yeah.
They really need, at least this is what scientists say, some kind of system like that that we do not have right now, because eventually they're going to have to do an Armageddon or something like that.
Well, it's cool that Japan just landed a drone on an asteroid.
Yeah, well, we've done it too a few times, where you land right on a, you just land right on a.
That's cool.
Comet or a thing.
Yeah, and then they need to like just push it over.
Oh,
a
I thought
bit.
You said something else.
Oh,
push okay. it.
No, you're
no,
fine.
No, I heard that. I don't
thought
know
you
what
said
he's
put.
Oh, well, no, sorry. Push it.
Yeah.
They need to move it aside with the thing, right? Because they don't need to blow it up, technically.
No, just deflect, I guess.
Deflect,
but they would hit it with something that would move it, because it's really easy to push, but they would have to still have to hit it with something.
Yeah. Be cool.
Yeah.
We need to have, like, a space net of, you know...
Yeah.
Ships just floating in space.
Well, they actually, you know, they say that if you become a type 2 civilization or whatever, like, once in a while, they'll have a star that gets dimmed too much by, like... a certain percentage, and that's how they know planets are around.
Correct.
Well, they found a couple that dim so much, they think that maybe there's like Dyson spheres out there, which are like giant.
The vacuum guy?
Nah, yeah, exactly. Like a giant vacuum out in space. Like Druidia, where they suck all the air out. No.
That's right.
No, like a thing that you would, you know, they would use to soak up all the energy from the sun or something that would surround the sun with it or whatever, like some kind of giant sphere or whatever, giant things.
Cool.
So that's the next step for civilization, I think, would be to be able to like manipulate asteroids and...
I can't
like,
wait to become a type 2.
Yeah,
civilian.
I think we're about 1,000 years away, a couple hundred years away.
So Five Finger Death Punch just began recording their 8th album. They say it'll be out later this year.
Wait, who?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't mean that as a slight. I really didn't hear what you said.
No, but, I mean, what else is new, Greg?
I know. Sorry.
A dude in a Jeep commercial saw that it can drive underwater and survive. So he took video driving his Jeep across a river with his family in it. But the Jeep quickly flooded with water once the water line got up to the windshield. They all got out safely, minus the Jeep. You know, in those commercials, they specifically say, do not try at home. This is, you know,
right,
done by a professional, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, people also
want to try this stuff.
Who has that much money they can just gamble with their vehicle? Like, you have that much cash laying around that you drive your...
He thought it was going to make it.
Jeep it?
Come on.
Come on.
That's the thing.
What are you doing?
I understand you're like putting your own life in danger, but like, if my car was about to go in a lake, I'm saving it in any way possible, even if it takes my own life.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Really?
My car.
Your car has like 200,000 miles on it.
I know.
Let it
still
drown.
Takes me everywhere.
Yeah, get a new one.
Would I get money for that? Wouldn't that be my fault if it
insurance.
Was like,
doesn't
you
matter.
Know what I mean?
Type
just
of insurance.
Show them, full coverage.
Show them the guardrail mark. They'll probably give you some money anyway.
It wasn't a guardrail. It was a pole. Stop bringing it up. God. So embarrassing.
It's all right. I have a huge dent in the side of my car, too.
You know, you say that, and I still haven't seen it.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know which car he's talking about. I know he does in one of them, for sure. But then he said he has one in the other one,
and
I never
saw
the
Volkswagen.
The Prius.
Nah, he backed into something with the Volkswagen or Latin Fire.
Excuse me. Oh, the Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that was my wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew one of you did.
Yeah. She's dinged it a couple times. But it's okay. It's fine.
But you know, you can't tell on that one.
The Prius, you can't.
No.
You can't tell. Honest to God, you can't tell.
The other one, you can't.
The Prius, you can't.
It looks like somebody hit with a softball line driver.
Someone backed into it with a Toyota truck.
So it's in the back of the Prius?
Yeah, it's in the back, right?
Well, yours, maybe they were mating.
They were. Well, it would have been butt stuff because it was the back of the truck, the back of my car.
Speaking of which, coming this week.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Izzy, thank you for the feed. Yeah. Appreciate it. My God, we are going to be doing the Drunk Line later on today, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Make sure you are calling in to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week, right? You get hammered, you leave a voicemail, you call in. And then the fifth man's going to let you know if you won something for it. Also, the Tweekend. My God, what a Tweekend. I can't wait. It's going to be tough. Greg's going to be tap dancing, I imagine. Izzy, I can't wait to hear about yours. And, of course, want to hear from you. 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message, 69187.
Oh, yeah? Well, where's your cleaning guy's rubber suit? It's BS in the morning.
On Monday, right around this time, we like to recap what we did over the weekend, because we usually don't talk to each other over the weekends. Good. So what we do is we call it the Tweekend.
It's Tweekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
All right, Izzy.
I got LASIK on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wellish Vision Institute. That was such a crazy experience. I want to say thank you to Sparks for dropping me off and picking me up after the surgery, dropping me off at home. I do remember a lot of everything. You were super drugged up when you got yours done.
Oh, you mean the actual surgery part?
Yeah, like all of it. I was very, you know, aware of everything.
Yes.
Afterwards, Sparks came in the room and I was like, oh, hi. And I said hi to his son. He's like, your eyes are open right now.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that your eyes, well, because I thought they tape them shut.
No. They gave me tape for later on.
So you taped your own eyes shut.
Yeah.
They taped mine shut. They're like, this guy cannot be trusted.
So do you, do you feel like reborn? I mean, how?
I do, yeah. I texted Sparks because I slept for 12 hours. I woke up at like 4 in the morning the next day. And I texted Sparks and I was like, I really want to cry, but I don't want to mess up my eyes because I was so emotional that like I could see better than when I had my glasses on.
It's like those videos where they put like glasses on a baby and they see for the first time.
Yeah. Or like someone who sees color for the first time is colorblind. So that was a really cool experience. So all weekend I stayed in. I, you know, kept the blinds shut. I didn't want to like mess my eyes up in any way. So I just rested all weekend. So
good.
It was good. It was awesome. And I can see now. Stoked.
How insane is it?
It's crazy.
The fact that you could just open your eyes when you wake up and see fire. That,
exactly.
That to me was the most.
But you had glasses your whole life. I only had glasses for the last 4 years. So, okay. You know, it was kind of like...
Back.
I was like mad when I had to get glasses. I was like, what the hell? I'm like in my 20s. This is bull. Uh-huh. And now finally have my eyesight.
What
again.
Happened in the last 4 years that you had to have...
Work. I mean, in radio, you're always in these dimly light studios, crappy lighting. You're staring at screens all day. You know what I mean? And it was
so you
like...
think that's really what it did?
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
I do that all the time.
They say that because when you strain that muscle, because you could you could flex your focus muscle like just like a normal muscle in your eyeball. If you keep straining that, that's where it starts eventually losing its... I don't know, whatever it's called. You know what
strength?
I mean? Yeah. It starts losing your strength. Like you work it too much. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And you hurt it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Plus vision progressively gets worse as it goes on.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
every couple
weird.
Years I would need it.
You'd be 25 and not need glasses, then all of a sudden you need glasses.
Yeah. Well, I was like 7, didn't need glasses, all of a sudden I needed glasses. Hmm. That's what my eyes were. I mean, they're basically new.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. Got it. Greg?
So,
it's going to be tough.
I went out of town for the weekend, most of it.
Yep.
We'll get to that later. But when I got back, I, you know, just did the usual stuff. I went with, took the dog out. I watched the stupid Sixers lose in the last minute Kawhi Leonard shot.
I saw that.
The Raptors Sixers series. Yeah. Now, I'm not heavily invested in basketball. Like, we're, you know, like the Eagles, like, you know, call in the next day and cry when they lose and stuff. I don't want to come in. But when it's the Sixers, you know, it's whatever. But still, yeah, that series, and I don't know. That team needs to be something. They need something. Because whatever it is, when they get in the playoffs, they just seem to not be able to get it done. But
fall apart.
Yeah, there's that. Then I watched Game of Thrones. A lot of people upset about the episode. I'm not going to spoil it. A lot of people upset, though. I'm like, how'd you not know that was coming, basically? So you can go watch it yourself and see what you think. But, I mean, a lot of foreshadowing. We've had eight seasons of foreshadowing, and you're surprised when everything they said was going to happen the whole time happens. It's like, come on, dude.
Like, I know. I like how a lot of people forget what kind of show it is.
That's exactly.
It's like,
Everybody's posting this meme of the guy, you know, remember that guy that cut off Reek's whatever?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, do you think this is going to have a happy ending or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, no, of course not.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's the show known for killing every favorite character
you've ever
had.
Honestly, I'm surprised that these characters lasted this long.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Well,
anyways, I thought it was good. Yeah, of course there's plot holes and stuff, and you can say, oh, how come this happened, if this happened, or whatever, but for the most part, I liked it.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it, man, because I'm trying to keep, you know, close to the vest.
That's fine. Keep it close to the vest.
No pun intended.
Begging for a pegging. We'll be played later on this week, okay? Cannot wait for it. My weekend. Well, I was the only one here Friday, which was fine. It was no big deal. Ran the best of. Then immediately I was like, I got to go. What happened? Was that yours? No, that was Thursday was your surgery.
Yeah.
So I took Izzy to and from wherever surgery. I took my son to pick you up once you were done.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had him then.
Did he like my pets?
Love your pets. Would not stop talking about Izzy and her perritos the whole rest of the day.
Hell yeah.
She's like, all he wanted to do was go back to your house.
Yeah, he's welcome anytime.
And play with your dogs. That's it. So I picked up Izzy. That was cool. I got some cookies and some water from the doctor's office as well. That was great.
I remember that.
And then over the weekend, we... look, my son's never been to a concert, and that's one of the things I love going. I love going to concerts. If I could start bringing him to some child-appropriate ones, that'd be great. So kind of a small introduction, they had this thing at Brooklyn Bowl where it was like this cover band plays the Beatles songs, but it's like for kids, you know? They bring out a parachute and, you know, whatever.
It's not like the Weedles.
It's not, it's not too expensive. And I'm a big Beatles fan, so... I play Beatles for my son all the time. He likes the Beatles. I'm like, this will be perfect. And he did. He had a blast, which was great. So, but it was weird. It's always weird taking your kid down to the strip. I don't like being those people.
Right.
You see people pushing strollers on the strip, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't do that. But it was at 11 a.m., so I figured whatever. Plus, it was the Link. That's fine.
Yeah.
So, did that. That was his first concert. It was loud. He was like blown away. He saw a disco ball for the first time in his life. He was like, oh my God, look at the lights. They're spinning. He was, It was awesome. It was really cool to live through that.
And that's when I knew my purpose.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That and jumping off stairs. That's like his new jam right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then yesterday, Mother's Day, I tried doing something with my wife. Like, hey, let's go to breakfast. Let's go here. Let's go there. She wanted none of it. She was like, no, absolutely not. So we pulled weeds all day yesterday.
Oh, God.
Then we went to the pool.
But wasn't it hot?
It was hot.
And she's like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, and she was down there pulling weeds.
Wow.
I know.
I'm not pregnant, and I wouldn't have wanted to do that yesterday.
Neither am I. And I was like, can we do something else, please? This is garbage.
Wow.
But yeah, we pulled for like 2 hours, pulled a bunch of weeds. What song is it? My body?
Yeah, that's all I'm hearing too. So I take it you locked your neighbor from using your water anymore, and that's why she's not weeding your yard for you?
She hasn't used the water lately, so I don't know.
Maybe she listens.
She doesn't listen.
She was like,
she doesn't speak English.
That's what you think.
No, I know. I know. Her child speaks English. That's like the translator is her kid. Weird. Whatever. She's been cool. She weeded my side yard. Half the host. Oh. Oh, this is the song.
Wow.
What is it? Is this recorded on a potato? What is wrong?
They're in like the
this
set
of... This is the worst audio quality.
Oh, you should see the video. They're like on a set of Saw. It's like those square tile ceilings, you know, like in a cubicle office or something. Yeah. Like one of them missing.
Yeah. What's going on here? So anyway, it was not a very good Mother's Day for my wife.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
But that's my son's fault.
I did that too.
Your girlfriend has a kid. What do you mean you forgot?
I brought bagels over to my mom's and ate that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I forgot about Mother's Day. I mean, I didn't forget about it. Like I did it, but I forgot that to talk about
it. On this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the moms.
(876) 3692. Give the show a call. It's BS in the Morning.
It's Monday. We like to play back the drunk line. Something you call, it doesn't matter when, 315-3006. You get hammered, you leave a voicemail, we play back the voicemails, and we see what you did over the weekend. Are we ready for the drunk line?
Yep.
Let's do it.
BS drunk line.
BS drunk line. Been a while. Hey, a question for you. Have you ever been at like work, home, somewhere, looking at someone, and just be like, damn, man, I would hit that with a baseball bat?
To play the next message.
Oh, Big John keeps up his streak of being hilarious on the
drunk
line.
Oh, that's Big John. Okay. I was like, who the hell? Oh, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Press 1.
Hi, I'm from Las Vegas. And I'm trying to buy a pet chinchilla, and I was wondering if someone would like to donate. I don't care who. I just really need some money so I can afford a pet chinchilla. And it's for a good cause, because the chinchilla wouldn't be homeless anymore. So if you want to donate to me getting a pet chinchilla, that'd be cool.
To play the next message.
Are those illegal to own as pets here?
What are chinchillas?
It's like a little... furry
like a,
rodent.
Like a guinea pig kind of thing?
Big eyes and they're super soft and they cute little faces and these big ears.
They like make clothes out of them?
Adorable mouse guinea pigs.
They do make clothes out of
them. They do.
Yeah, they're usually killed for their fur.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So press super one. Soft.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you're a douchebag. I don't really think you're a douchebag, but everybody else thinks you're a douchebag. So... you're probably a douchebag, Sparks.
To play the next message.
Wow, I was waiting for Greg.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I knew they were talking about, that guy was talking about me.
That's pretty obvious from the get-go.
Press 1.
Pizza, 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 David. Mint chocolate chips and you too, mother. You feeling froggy? Bring it. Bugsy said he'll back his boy up any day, motherfucker. Tally ho.
To play the next.
All right, that was a super inside call.
I really want to meet Bugsy.
I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Was pizza, the pizza calls
pizza
in
was,
here.
Pizza was talking trash a few drunk lines ago about mint chocolate chip, I believe. On the,
okay.
Line.
That was Moonshine Man calling in.
Yeah.
Talking about pizza, Pizza yeah. Dave.
And then he was saying that Bugsy.
Pizza's name is Dave?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Which his pug's name, I believe, is Bugsy.
Yes.
So the pug, Bugsy's got mint chocolate chip's back.
Mint chocolate chip is yeah. Moonshine's
is
frog.
Yeah.
God. What a house.
Yeah. To play the next message, press 1.
Well, hello, people living in my stereo.
It's Pizza Dave.
Oh, Greg and Stephen McLean go. You had a great time, Matt. Tom, oh, I'm excited to hear. I can't wait. It's going to be more exciting than hearing Spark's stupid-ass tweet-in because you probably just sat around and did coding or some crap. Greg, kick the door jam.
To
yes,
play
he did.
Okay, Greg never kicked the door
yes,
jam.
He did.
But God, how right was he for the rest of it? It was exactly it.
You did pull weeds, though.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, Izzy, don't you worry about those other deadbeats out there, okay? Because I'm going to go with the most, babe. So, hey, come on. We'll have a good time. Come on. So, here's the drill. Say my name once. Say it twice. Third time's a charm. And then it's showtime.
To play the next message.
That's a pretty damn good Beetlejuice.
Is that the Joker?
Yeah, that's a pretty damn good
that's
Beetlejuice.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yeah, it was Beetlejuice.
To play the next message. Press
I thought he
one.
Was a tired Joker.
You know, Queen School loves Velvet Revolver. Y'all need to have some more Jägermeister. And play some more Velvet Revolver. Damn it.
To play the next
message. Velvet Revolver's great.
To play the next message, press 1.
The last thing I won.
How did I know it was going to be Shane?
The leader Mustang that Five Finger Death Punch built me. Dude, so the other night, I was drunk in my car, and I woke up because it felt like every bone in my foot was being broken. I look down, and I see a scorpion that just stung me, and he's dancing around on his back legs, waving his pinchers in the air, like, what are you gonna do about it, bitch? And I don't know how to respond to that. Like, call the Orkin guy to come spray my car? Or what do I do to that? On that note, Izzy, stop wasting your time dating these posers who only look homeless. I'm the real deal. So, yeah, get your diet homeless, guys. For the authentic, bold, rich flavor of real homeless.
BS Drunk Line.
There you go. Izzy. Look at that.
What do you think?
You know, he's right, you know?
He's homeless, but he doesn't look homeless. That's the problem. Well, you have to look homeless.
Oh, that's the problem? I love how that's the problem. He's homeless, but he's not really because he showers daily.
He's got he's like bald everywhere. I don't know. I like beards and like long hair and stuff.
Okay, next time we see Shane now, he's going to have like a
I hope not.
Santa beard.
I don't think he can pull it off.
Really?
No.
So if Shane grows a beard and looks like, you
I
know,
feel like it would be really wispy, you know?
Okay, what if he has a giant, thick beard?
No.
And you're like, wow, Shane, you're homeless and you have a beard now?
No, because I know Shane.
Dirty?
No offense, Shane. You're a great guy, but I know Shane. No.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Why? Nothing about this. He makes these little cute noises when he, you know, before he speaks, like he's about to vomit.
I hate those.
At any second.
He knows how much I hate those. He always messages me on Instagram, I'm so sorry I threw up on the drunk line. Because he knows how much this stuff disgusts me.
Dude, Shane, get it together.
That's an in for him, though.
What do you mean?
He sent you a message just about something that you have, like, mutually.
Yeah, he did. He sent me one on Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
He sent
me
messages
over the
weekend.
Sorry about the message. And I was like, what message? He's like, the drunk line. I was like, it's not even Monday yet.
Yeah.
Why are you apologizing? I didn't even hear it yet.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Yeah. And I feel like he's gaining an attraction. good luck. You know, he's a rapper. He'll start writing a love song to you here.
Yeah. That'd actually be nice. I'd enjoy that.
Really? Don't say that. Oh, God. Oh, now you're going to get one.
All right, Black Batman.
Batman.
The Feed with Izzy.
Do you guys ever eat raw oysters when you go out to restaurants?
I have.
Well, raw oysters that were imported from Mexico have been linked to illnesses in 5 different states, including California and Nevada. At least 16 people have come down with gastrointestinal illnesses. 2 of them have been hospitalized. Luckily, no deaths. They're saying stay away from raw oysters in Nevada for now.
How do you know if they're raw? I actually don't know if I ate them raw or not. I think they were steamed maybe or something.
I don't know. I always figured that oysters were kind of served raw.
Yeah, I think you have to eat oysters raw.
I thought, aren't they steamed oysters and clams?
I'm sure clams. There are, yeah.
No, oysters too, I believe. I don't think they're just cold.
Really?
Raw. Yeah.
Yeah, because one time I've in St. Louis, I had oysters and they were covered in like Parmesan cheese and garlic and all this, you know what I mean?
Anybody get like,
all right. You know?
Interesting. Does anybody get like,
all right. You know?
Interesting. Does anybody get like cravings for oysters? I guess they
I'm
would
sure
have
some
to.
People do.
I've never had. People
aren't
are
they,
like
an aphrodisiac or something.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
They make you horny.
That's what some girl told me. That was just an excuse.
I really think that's just a myth.
I don't know.
I think it's just because it looks like something.
And what does it look like?
Oh, are you excited yet?
Oysters can be eaten either raw or cooked. So there you go. Cook your oysters.
Too fishy for me.
Well, which I'll one? Tell you this much.
All of the above?
People get, like, they drink Windex, right? Those weird addictions or something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I guess you could have a craving for oysters, but.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I have trouble.
I crave scallops all the time.
Oh, those are delicious.
Scallops,
right?
Yeah. But I have trouble spending money on something out at a restaurant that I know won't fill me up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And oysters are one of those things.
Yeah.
I feel that way about shrimp.
Yeah, it's like shrimp.
Yep. Shrimp cocktail's great, but it's like, okay, I don't know what I just did.
Right, exactly.
I taste something
just
in my
bunch
mouth,
of cocktail
but I don't
sauce.
Know what I did.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, here's my $12, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
There's a voting app that's being used in 2 cities so far for mayoral elections. So in order to use it, you have to verify yourself by taking a 10-second selfie video of you blinking and moving your head so the app knows that it's not just a video of a picture. They're also using fingerprint technology to verify your identity. Once you've been verified in the app, you can cast your vote from your smartphone.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
Do you have to have that? Or is it just an option?
No, it's just an option.
Oh, I don't mind it then.
Just seems like another thing that can get hacked.
That's what I'm saying.
No way, man.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Greg just turned himself into a woman 3 seconds ago with some filter.
Yeah.
What if you make a filter of somebody's face and they turn and they move?
No, you totally can.
You know what I mean? Come on.
And they actually, people are trying to hack our stuff and they have successfully done it in certain counties too.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't know why it's not a bigger story, to be honest.
We got
to
go old school with it.
Just paper? Well, if you're going to do it that way, I think you have to have a paper backup. Like, remember when we had Special Agent in Charge, Aaron Rouse, when he was explaining how Nevada is one of the states, not only do they have the machine, but you also have a backup paper ballot.
And that's what
that's
I like.
That's what they need, yeah.
Yeah, you need a backup paper.
And a lot of states are saying they don't want it. I just don't get it. Why would you not want more?
More security.
Unless you're up to something nefarious, I don't understand how you could not want more
Amen.
Security with your election.
Amen, sister.
Whatever. That's a big word.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really, really impressive.
It's 4 syllables.
Video allegedly shows Dennis Rodman and 3 other accomplices stealing $3,500 worth of merchandise from a yoga studio in Newport Beach. They walked inside, distracted an employee, while the others grabbed clothes and other items.
Really? You're going to go out like OJ Rodman?
Right?
What are you doing?
Or Winona Ryder for that.
Well, he could go away.
Ooh, Rodman?
Yeah, I'm tired of that guy.
Do you think, really?
Do we need more Rodman?
I think he has gone away. I think that's why he's stealing things now.
Yeah, just stay in North Korea next time you go over there or something, man. We don't need you over here.
Plus, if you're going to steal something, you cannot be 7 feet tall and look like you mated with a Skittle. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, dude? We could point you out in a lineup immediately.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy prison there, Dennis Rodman, because I don't think you're going to get
off. Well, he'll get off.
So
you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Does he have that many priors? I know he's gotten in trouble for dumb stuff. I don't think he has felony priors, does he? Maybe he does.
I don't know, dude. That's, I feel like the caliber, don't get me wrong, Rodman, amazing basketball player.
Was he?
Yes. Eh. He was an incredible.
Great rebounder, great defender.
That's what I mean, defender.
But the way he talks is like, you know, he also played in an era where you didn't have guys like Durant and LeBron. I don't know, man. It's like,
dude, he played a very physical era of the NBA.
Yeah, physical. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he bodied up. He was amazing.
Like, just recently, he's like, I would lock up Durant and LeBron. Like, sure you would, bro.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong.
You were a good defender. You were like the Ben Wallace of your time.
He was a great defender. And he was on an amazing team.
But I'm saying they make it sound like he's like, you know, you're not Jordan. You're not Pippen. Get out of here, bro.
However, I don't think we should make people like this famous. I don't think we should make people like Rodman a famous person anymore.
What? If a basketball player?
That's fine.
Oh, you mean after they retire?
After the fact. He wears a wedding dress. He goes out. He gets married. He does all the stupid antics.
Stunt. Oh, was after basketball? I thought that was during.
No.
It was like right on the end.
Yeah, right at the end. And then he's doing the North Korea thing. He keeps popping up.
Yeah. Well, that was the one that got me. Like, all right, bro.
Don't do that.
He's a murderous, disgusting, horrible dictator, piece of garbage.
Yes.
And you're going to go over there and be like, he's my friend. He's a nice guy. Shut up, bro. Get out of here.
Completely agree. You're putting millions of lives at stake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because you want to exploit some part of celebrity you have.
I don't like that.
You're a human piece of garbage.
So, yes, justice will be served, I guess. But I don't think so. We'll see.
At least take his passport.
Well, give him once he leaves.
Oh, so once he's out of it.
BS in the morning. You'll love it. Your mom did.
Did you hear about the guy who found gold while walking his dog?
No.
This dude, yesterday, Mother's Day, I guess it wasn't him. It was actually his daughter. They were out walking like a family. Ah, let's all go for a walk. Huh? Let's take the family out, go for a walk.
That's nice.
He walked right past. He saw something twinkle. His daughter accidentally kicked it. This is a giant gold nugget just sticking out of the ground.
What?
20 ounces. A 20-ounce gold nugget. This is in Australia. Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Nuts.
Just solid gold?
Just solid gold. It's worth like $35,000.
Was it planted there?
I don't know. Someone had to have dropped it, right?
Right?
Did someone drop a gold nugget?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if there's one of them, wouldn't there be more if it was naturally there?
I don't know. I have no idea. Normally people just find like flecks of gold in the river or something. But that giant gold nugget.
Yeah, this is that.
What are you?
That had to be someone's.
You put on your conspiracy theory?
They had to have dropped it.
It's a robbery. Evidence.
Yeah.
Cops were after him. Threw out the window.
Yeah.
Skipped.
Well, what did it look like?
He's holding it here in this picture. You can see it. It just looks like a nug.
Oh, that's tiny.
Well, it's a good size.
For gold, it's. But I'm saying in your head, you're probably thinking bigger.
Like the
it's
size actually, of an egg, or
it's way smaller than an egg.
Really?
Like the size of a Hershey's Kiss.
No, it's. I'd say it's between a Hershey Kiss and an egg. It's bigger than
a tiny egg.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a robin egg?
No. Look.
Aw. Yeah, it's pretty hefty.
It is?
Absolutely.
I would say so. I'd say it's about the size of an egg.
I mean, that picture's far away.
There's no way
it's
the size of an egg.
2 inches.
And that thing's girthy, too, you know?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I think it's big, and I think it's fine. And you know what? I can't.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's big for gold.
Yes, that's what I
mean. But I'm saying, as far as walking around, not seeing it and somebody dropping it, I don't think that's necessarily true. You could just kick that little, it looks like a little.
Oh, you're saying it's blending into the environment.
Yeah, blend in, and it looks like a unfinished thing, like a, you know, like a rock or something.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this much. I would love to find gold walking around. I don't care how big it is.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. He's like, his family hit financial hard times, so this comes at the perfect moment.
I was gonna say, what happened with it? Did they
actually took it to the grocery store, and they had a scale at the grocery store where they weighed it. I wonder if it's a thing for the nuts, you know what I mean, like one of those scales or something.
Yeah,
that's where they're like, all right. His daughter was like, Dad, is this gold? And he's like, I think it might be. And then they went to the grocery store and weighed it, and now it's making headlines all over the world.
Wow. See, that can get sketchy, though, because then they're making themselves targets.
I would not tell anybody.
Right?
I'd go right to a gold shop.
Same.
And I would, like, you know, cash for gold places.
Yeah, but people don't think about this. They're like, oh, God, we're going to get famous. But it's like, dude, anybody could find out where you live now, and they're going to rob you.
Yeah.
And either steal whatever cash you get for it, or they're going to steal the golden nugget.
It's not like it's worth millions, though. I mean, it's, you know.
Probably still
grand,
worth.
Man.
Yeah, that's
35
shoot.
Grand's good, but nobody's going to travel the world to rob you for 35 grand.
They don't have to travel the world to rob you.
That's true. Neighbor down the street.
Right.
Here's the thing, though, dude. I was at a jewelry store some couple years ago or whatever, and this dude walks in, and the guy who owned the jewelry shop goes, "You're back. You brought more?" And the guy goes, "Yep," and pulled out like a test tube of gold flakes.
Yeah.
Like pure, raw, unmelted gold. You know what I mean? Like you could tell it's like mined out of the earth kind of a thing.
Well, some people save that stuff as instead of a bank account because it could be worth more. If the economy goes bad, it goes way up.
Yeah, it does go up.
So like I know guys that have gold bars, like literally gold bars.
You know guys with a gold bar?
Uh-huh.
What are their addresses?
Now they own melting shops. So I know one of my best friends, they're in that business. So
okay.
But I mean, we're not talking like 50 of them, but they'll have a couple of them in a thing in case of rainy day. You know what I mean? You got your whatever, your savings.
Dude, this guy walked in. He's like, yeah, it's whatever. My mom had more of it. That's what he said. So he was just like, his mom died and he was just selling the pure, raw gold.
Wow.
You know, I have nothing gold. I don't own any precious metal.
Really
I've got
like
none
gold.
Of that stuff.
I used to. I don't anymore.
I
had like chains, you know, stupid
gold
stuff.
Chains,
Italian crap.
When
I was, yeah, the Italian horn on it.
Yeah.
I had a giant Figaro that was worth a lot of money. You know.
What's a Figaro?
It's like the links, the gold links that go around.
Is that what they're singing about in Bohemian Rhapsody?
Maybe.
Figaro, Figaro?
Maybe.
Let me go?
I don't know.
That rhymed.
I know, I just noticed that. That's good.
Greg? was Bohemian Rhapsody about you? Was that you singing to your mom?
Yeah, I'm a poor boy. Those are the sandwiches I eat.
Yeah. BS in the morning.
They keep me entertained during my drive to work.
BS in the morning.
You guys are dicks, but I like it.
On Comp 92.3. The least show in Vegas. It's BS in the morning.
Izzy, do you have daddy issues?
No.
Okay, because I was reading this thing about essentially what it boils down to is daddy issues in girls. I know it was Mother's Day yesterday, but they say that poor quality fathers is actually worse for a female development, like psychologically, than if the dad just left. So it's like worse if you hang around and you're just a terrible dad.
Like an abusive or neglectful dad.
Yeah, if you're just a poor quality father. Is actually worse for the kid rather than if you just got up and left.
And then you know what happens.
What about for the mom, though? Does it say anything about that?
Doesn't say anything about the mom.
I had more mom issues than dad issues. My dad,
really?
Yeah, I love my dad. I mean, did he do everything right? No,
but
that's parenting.
Just slammed your mom one day after.
Well, this is the thing. My mom
just
had
called
to
your
do...
mom trash on air.
No, my mom had to do everything and be the bad guy because my dad was, you know, he was just too nice. He didn't want to do any of the bad stuff.
Oh, maybe you do have daddy issues then.
No.
You know what's next for Izzy?
I'm cool with them all now. Parenting's hard, though. And that's the thing. That's why, like, I don't hold anything against them because I'm like... The reason I don't want to have kids is because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I couldn't even begin to understand what the hell to do with a child. Like, I would, you know, I'm just not trying to.
Well, now you know.
Mess a kid
if
up.
If you had a kid, you'd be better off just abandoning it.
Yeah.
Because that's how conflicted you are.
Yeah.
Better to abandon than to be a poor parent.
Exactly.
Right. Greg, dad issues? Even though you're not a lady.
I don't know, man. I feel like my dad issues are more genetic than they are.
Oh, boy. Give me the gene.
Historical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really... The word impressionable, I don't think, you know... Because I think I'm so weird and abstract about things that I don't feel like I have things that in my childhood that, like, ruined me. I feel it's more like genetic brain problems where I'm a nutcase.
Well,
and CTE, possibly.
I think...
Multiple concussions and other things.
Well, I also think that There, you, the stories you told me from when your dad and you first went fishing.
But that was like funny. It wasn't scarring.
But what I'm saying is, I think that there is some.
And
things
then my dad like taught me how to fight and stuff. So I guess you could say that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't make me fight more. It just made me know how to fight. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or like a little kid.
You also have your dad's headstrong attitude.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're always right. And
that's
you're always
also
right about
an
everything.
East Coaster thing, though.
It's not an East Coaster thing.
No, I think that, well, first of all, that's not true, though.
That's your.
I met a lot of East Coasters that are like that.
You have. You're
it's very, not about being
even
always
when
right.
I was on the East Coast, I was like, Jesus, all right, I get it. I'm wrong.
I have things that that I know. If I know something, then I will fight. For that thing.
Yes, that's what
I'm
saying.
There's a lot of things I don't know, though, so I don't claim I know everything. That's stupid.
No, I'm not saying you claim to know everything. I'm saying what you think you know a lot of, you will fight to the death that you know. Right, and I can guarantee you got that from your dad.
But genetically, not from watching him do it.
Of course watching him do it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
If you don't think that that wires your brain a certain way.
I don't.
You don't think your child.
Not mine, no.
Of course. Okay. This is.
Oh my God.
This is
my what.
Point.
Yeah.
You were exactly doing that.
No, okay. That's just a stupid.
Yeah.
Oh
and if
my
you
God.
Disagree with something.
Yeah,
it's dumb.
If you disagree, it's defensive. I mean, come on.
See, it is.
So no matter what you say, I can't say anything, or else it's defensive, or goes back to my dad. It
you
makes
don't
no
think.
Sense.
You don't think, and what this.
That's what
this,
people do.
This study.
Dumb.
This you know. These doctors are saying.
Yeah.
Is that the that your childhood. If you want to break it down to a genetic thing, your childhood will wire your brain a certain way, and that your parents have an influence on your behavior.
Yeah, of course. But okay. I'm saying that I have more genetic problems than I have.
I'm not saying you have a lot of problems. I don't want
no,
to talk about
I
that.
Do. I'm a nutcase. But I'm saying it's because of the way I'm wired more than originally than it was growing up. Like, okay. I didn't have like an abuse, you know.
I'm not saying that.
No, but I'm saying that's what a lot of people that are like me did. So people don't understand, like, oh, dude, how did you turn out like you? Because you didn't come from that kind of background. And I'm saying it's more genetic than it is for me watching things happen.
I don't think that this study is going to come out and do exactly what it was trying to do. It's going to say, essentially, it's going to give a lot of people an excuse to go, oh, you know what? This parent thing's not working out for me. I'm just going to bounce and then leave.
I don't know what the study was trying to do. I feel like
it doesn't have an agenda.
Relatively obvious. I mean, if you have an abusive father, obviously you're going to be messed up.
But it's not even like an abusive. They're saying.
But not necessarily. That's what I'm saying.
That's
some
it.
People get abused and they use it for good. Some people use it for bad or turns them bad. And I think that's, you're wired originally that way.
All I know is that. People are going to use this and go, you know what? I'm out. I'm out. I'm a poor quality parent. I'm going to bounce. I'm going to leave.
I think if you were going to do that anyway, then you're probably
right.
A
exactly.
Bad
parent,
yeah. All right.
Yeah, they don't need the study to convince them.
That's a good point.
You can't say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the morning.
Gonna be looking for you to call on up here and make your opinion known as you vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. It's time for the drunk line. Let's do it now.
BS drunk line.
BS drunk line. Been a while. I got a question for you. Have you ever been at like work, home, somewhere, looking at someone, and just be like, damn, man, I would hit that with a baseball bat.
To play the next.
Oh, boy.
Big John does it again?
Yeah.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hi, from Las Vegas. And I'm trying to buy a pet chinchilla, and I was wondering if someone would like to donate. I don't care who. I just really need some money so I can afford a pet chinchilla. And it's for a good cause, because the chinchilla wouldn't be homeless anymore. So if you want to donate to me getting a pet chinchilla, that'd be cool.
To play the next message.
Someone's parents set this up.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Message. Press 1.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I don't know if you're a douchebag, I don't really think you're a douchebag, but everybody else thinks you're a douchebag. So you're probably a douchebag, Sparks.
To play the
Sparks again. Sparks is a douchebag. Actually, see, come on. He doesn't know. So is Sparks? How about Sparks?
Dad?
How about Sparks is a douchebag? Question mark.
Okay. Yeah, you have to end it with on up. No, Sparks is a douchebag. Like that.
Next message. Press one.
Pizza, 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 David. Mint chocolate chip said, "F you too, mother." Said, you feeling froggy? Bring it. Bugsy said he'll back his boy up any day, motherfucker. Tally-ho.
To play the next.
I love the way he is with his pets.
Super inside awesome. Call from Moonshine talking about his frog. Who's going to beat up the pizza that calls in? And Moonshine's dog Bugsy's going to back up his frog. So good luck trying to unpack that, because that's a lot.
Bugsy's got mint chocolate chip.
Bugsy backup. How about that?
Sure. Yeah, I like that. That's
message.
Cute.
Press one.
Well, hello, people in the Masterfield. Oh, Greg and Stephen McLean-Gray had a great time at Tom Kong. Oh, I'm excited to hear. I can't wait. It's going to be more exciting than hearing Sparks' stupid-ass tweet-end, because you probably just sat around and did cutting or some crap. Kick the door down.
To play the next...
Ends it with a lie, because clearly that's it. Okay, I'm glad you all agree on that.
Message. Press 1.
Hey, Izzy, don't you worry about those other deadbeats out there, okay? Because... I'm going to go with the most, babe. So, hey, come on. We'll have a good time. Come on. So, here's the drill. Say my name once. Say it twice. Third time's a charm. And then it's showtime.
To play the next.
That's pretty damn good Beetlejuice.
That is a good Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I like it. Just good Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Message. Press 1.
You know, Queen School loves Velvet Revolver. Y'all need to have some more Jägermeister. And play some more Velvet Revolver. Damn it.
To play the next match.
Velvet Revolver.
Okay.
Message. Press 1.
The last thing I won.
Oh my God.
Was a 5-liter Mustang that Five Finger Death Punch built me. Dude, so the other night, I was drunk in my car, and I woke up because it felt like every bone in my foot was being broken. I look down, and I see a scorpion that just stung me, and he's dancing around on his back legs, waving his pincers in the air, like, what are you going to do about it, bitch? And I don't know how to respond to that. Like, call the Orkin guy to come spray my car? But what do I do to that? On that note, Izzy, stop wasting your time dating these posers who only look homeless. I'm the real deal. So, yeah, ditch your diet homeless guys for the authentic, bold, rich flavor of real homeless.
BS Drunkline.
Bold, rich flavor of homeless?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. That's who is our other local rapper here in town besides Black Batman? Shane the Pegger. Bold, rich, homeless. All right. 876-3692. Time to call in here and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. We've got your options. Big John does it again. Boy, we ended on the worst, and I think we ended on the best, in my opinion. Somebody's parents set this up. Sparks is a douchebag. Bugsy backup ends with a lie. Good Beetlejuice, Velvet Revolver, Bold Rich Homeless. There you go. Those are your options for the greatest drunken message of the week. First one of four votes wins. Here we go. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Wow. Okay. It was a good Beetlejuice. I didn't know you'd get a vote. Bugsy BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Bugsy backup.
Bugsy backup. All right. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Wow. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Big John.
Okay. Thanks. Good. Thanks for voting, Big John. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Bold Rich Homeless.
Huh?
Bold Rich Homeless.
Oh, Bold Rich Homeless. Cool. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Hey, did someone say my name three times?
Wow. The vote for you. Got to say it four times, though, to win. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Bold Rich Homeless.
Wow. Okay. Bold Rich Homeless. This is a good one. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Sparks is a douchebag.
Okay. I knew we had to get one vote on that one. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Bugsy backup.
Wow. This is all over the place. Thank you. Where's Bugsy backup? That's two votes for Bugsy backup. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Big John. Great kick through, damn.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Big John. Jesus Christ. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Big John.
Yeah, Big John.
So stupid. BS in the morning. Hello, what's your vote?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice! Yeah. Look at that. Beetlejuice ends up taking it. Nicely done. Congratulations. You got hooked up with a sweet prize. It's the easiest way to win something, I'm telling you. If you can't get in when you call to try to win something, leave a message on the drunk line.
Our cleaning guy would... You're cleaning guy up in a sword fight. It's BS in the morning.
Dude, I am proud of this super fat guy. This is impressive.
Thanks.
No, Greg. Oh. No, not you. This is, dude, 900 pounds.
Wow.
What?
A 900-pound guy has been found guilty of trafficking cocaine. Okay.
Well, I guess this goes to the whole don't get high off your own supply. This guy definitely wasn't doing that.
No. He followed that rule, dude. I am so proud that this guy was doing something other than eating. Like, normally when you have these 900-pound people, they don't do anything other than just lay there
they
and
can't
eat.
Do anything.
Right. Yeah. Physically, they're just, you know, they're growing into their couch or whatever. This dude found a way to be convicted of cocaine conspiracy or something.
Maybe that was his hiding spot.
Yeah.
He's just like a...
Just in his folds?
Like the Michelin man.
No, you laugh, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Well, a federal judge is saying, all right, we're going to help you out, bro. Here's how we're going to get you to court to plead guilty. Because he already said he's going to plead guilty, so he's got to get to court to do that. He lives in a trailer.
Shocking.
How does he fit?
They have to cut the trailer of the mobile home in half to pull him out of there. It's essentially, it's kind of like he's living in his own coffin.
In a trap house.
Like his own coffin. Like he's grown into his own casket, essentially. Right. So yeah, they're like, all right. So what they're doing is they have to cut the trailer in half with a chainsaw. They got to remove it. Then they have to use a bracing structure, and then they have to cut down trees around the trailer to move this guy out.
Are they
going to
make him pay for all this?
Oh, I don't know if they're going to make him pay for it.
They probably
you mean so
are.
They can't arrest him because he's stuck in his trailer?
He's stuck in his trailer, so he has to get to the court to plead guilty.
Why don't they just lock
Povich
him in
is
there?
Maury Povich like the negotiator.
Yeah. They might as well just put a lock on the door and not let anybody ever go in and just let him die in there. I mean, that's basically what jail is anyways.
No, he's still a human.
How are they even going to get him in jail, into a cell? Those doors aren't big.
I believe he could just...
Let's push him through the bars.
Right? What is he, flubber?
It's a T-900.
Oh, God. So the FBI, U.S. Marshal Service, and first responders are going to go assist in removal of this guy from his...
It's insane.
Jeez.
His trailer park.
If you're 900 pounds, I just have such a hard time feeling bad for you.
Really? What's the weight limit you stop feeling bad
See,
for someone?
That's the thing, though. I don't have one of those. You know what I mean?
It's
just
limit.
Like, clearly, if you're almost 1,000 pounds...
Yes. It's one metric ton.
You allowed yourself to get to a point where you are just straight up... A part of your bed now. You know what I mean? It's like, where are you even going to start to try to lose that weight?
Well, that's a great idea, though.
Prison diet.
Honestly, if I ever get a warrant for anything again, I'm just going to keep eating until they can't get me out of my house.
God.
You can't get bolted.
Yeah.
Instead of kicking the door frame, you won't fit through the door frame.
Go ahead, try and get me out of here. No, no way. I'm not coming.
We're here to take you to jail. And you're like, no.
I love Burger King. I love Burger King.
Makes me sing. Oh, my God. I don't know, understand how people get that big. That like, they have the same size heart as you and I.
Yeah.
You know, trying to circulate that thing. So this guy's going to die, right? There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let him go out on his own way. He transferred some coke, whatever. There's nothing. Can you save someone's life who's 900 pounds? Can you come back from that?
Absolutely.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
If he goes on a hunger strike or something, but then he gets arrested. Why would you want to do that? Just stay huge. Huge and free.
Yeah. He's really living it up. He can't get out of his... Oh, man. I wonder at what point he's like... You know, it's almost like boiling the frog kind of a thing. You don't realize you're getting too fat to leave the house, so he's trapped in his trailer.
Well, who brings him the food?
What do you... Well, someone does.
He's DoorDash. A fugitive.
No BS.
876-3692. We're looking for you to call on in here and try to score yourself some Tom Segura tickets. Good luck, man. Hopefully you score those. That's going to be at the Chelsea inside the Cosmo, one of my favorite venues in Vegas, on Saturday. Should be fun. Boy, we have a lot of audio to go through, Greg, for Begging for a Peggin.
True.
Can't wait.
We're looking forward to that. We'll have to try to nail down the audio today after the show, try to dial things in here so we can present it. Izzy and I are completely in the dark about it.
Yeah.
And looking forward to hearing what the hell happened with Greg and Steven as they went to DomCon 2019 at a dungeon near the airport this weekend. Something we are calling Begging for a Peggin. So we'll get that audio for you, and then we'll tell you exactly when it's going to be and how long and the whole thing, but... They went, and boy, am I curious. I already saw Steven walking around here a minute ago. I was like, how'd it go? And in typical Steven fashion, he was like, good morning. And that was it. I was like, all right, playing it close to the vest. That's fine. Got it. BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Fernando.
Here's your no BS question. Good luck, dude.
All right, Fernando, this BS show member is no longer blind. Is it myself?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
He knows it just like that. Congratulations, Fernando. Hold on the line. You're going to Tom Segura, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Cool, man. Put you on hold. Get that info. Wow. He didn't even wait. He's like one of those Jeopardy contestants.
Yeah, right.
Answers before Alex is done weighing in on it. All right, there you go. That's it for the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
I know words. I have the best words.